It's not.
There's just two strategies, right? The liberals look at it.
Well, let me tell everybody who you are. This is Carl Jung Pokola from Pokola Law. Thank you for that.
Oh, we love him.
I know. Thank you for that tee up, Al, because this small business is the lifeblood of America. And that's why I brought you guys in to the Andrea Kaye Show and to do regular segments, because this is how we are going to recover as a nation economically, which is the number one issue for the voters going into the general election. It is through support of the small business. And they have been. That's why our growth isn't what it is. So before I brought Carl Jung on this week, I said, my question for you, Carl Jung, is what is the number one inhibitor you're hearing from your clients as to why there's what makes it difficult to start up and grow a small business and how you help them overcome that?
Yeah. And I think I surprised you with my answer.
You said
it's about getting quality employees. Small businesses are not getting the quality employees that we used to. And the reason behind that is there has been this diminished focus on education, and these kids are going and, you know, they're not getting job skills. They're not getting real life world job skills. And they come to work for people.
They come from an environment where you get a medal for finishing ninth.
Right. And they're also.
Hey, that's top 10.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, they're also spending $65,000, $70,000 a year at these universities to get liberal arts degrees that are meaningless to an employer, right?
Well, it's not meaningless. I think that you learn a lot and you learn a lot of critical thinking, but then there needs to still be job training. You need to be taught real world skills. And I think the belief used to be, oh, you'd learn these critical thinking and then you would go work at the bottom rung of a job and then work your way up and learn those skills. What's happening these days is my clients aren't getting quality employees right from the get-go. And they're not getting kids or adults who are willing to learn, who are willing to learn these jobs. And we are experiencing a tremendous brain drain in this country. And we have people coming over here on H-1B visas, you know, and the point of these visas are to fulfill a job that can't be filled by an American, okay?
Right.
And we, you know, people are saying there are no jobs in America. There are jobs. There are plenty of jobs. It's just we don't have enough qualified Americans to fill those jobs. And why is that? Because they're not getting the training they need, and they're not getting the education they need, and we have a huge deficit on doctors, dentists, engineers, and all these people. We have doctors, dentists, and engineers coming from other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people are saying we don't have jobs. I'm like, well, you know what? You need to go back to school. You need to go get the training you need. And you need to reinvent your career because that's where the jobs are.
Are you also seeing an issue or hearing an issue from your clients to where the mindset is so much of a sense of entitlement to a job? You know, I knew when I was a kid growing up that the way to rise up out of, I grew up, you know, the daughter of two Marines in really difficult economic conditions. And I knew my way out was in education. I had to make myself marketable out there in the world. And I had to keep my skills fresh. Nobody owed me a job. It seems as though today the mindset is, you know, you're owed a job. You don't have to bring anything to the table. Everybody should be paid the same, whether they work as hard as the person next to them or they don't feel like they have to earn a job or work hard to keep it, and that includes advancing their skills.
I think they don't value a job, because what happens is they know that if they get fired, they'll just move on to another job and they'll just keep, you know, cycling around. And part of it's also my clients are having a difficult time trying to figure out how to properly entice these people to come work for them, because they can't afford to overpay. But they're trying to find that sweet spot when they can pay people, where they can get people to come in and stay there and grow with the company. And a good employee radically increases the value of the company.
How do you help them overcome these employment challenges?
Well, I help them employee handbooks. I also help them with, you know, kind of strategies and how to spot a potential issue for a client with their potential employee. I said, oh, well, we really like this person. I said, well, how qualified are they? Are they a go-getter? You know, what's their personality type? You know, like you try to mesh this up and you say, look, you know, are they there to socialize or are they there to work?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, everybody's different and everybody needs a congenial, you know, good environment at work. And it's also a lot of my clients, they have managers working their stores or the restaurants or their bars. And, you know, a manager is your second in charge. Okay. He's, you know, he's your number two or she's your number two. And a great manager pays for herself or himself 10 times over.
Oh, absolutely.
And I tell my clients, it all starts with management. And a lot of my clients are managers themselves. I'm like, no, no. Sometimes you need to bring a manager in just below you who's handling the day-to-day stuff, and they'll be worth their weight in gold.
Well, I haven't known too many business attorneys that actually get involved in that kind of, to that depth in terms of helping them match up the job that they need with the employee. So that's a really interesting approach. You're actually more of a, like a business consultant in some ways versus the kind of attorney that just helps with contracts and, you know, on the paperwork end.
Well, just like, you know, just with my legal advice, I tell my clients, I'm not going to make you pay for something you don't need. So, and I'm quite willing to tell a client or a potential client who walks in my door, you don't need me. You're good. Go on. Like, you know, like this is what you should do. Like, I'm not going to take your money when I shouldn't be. Right. And, but a lot of it's also common sense. And sometimes my clients just need, another person, you know, a rational person to just say, hey, I agree with you, but you need to, you know, think about the legal ramifications. Now let's think of the common sense, Rev.
Awesome. So you're almost kind of like, you're like a business coach. You're kind of like a Dr. Phil.
No.
Why? Call you on Pocola from Pocola Law. Thanks for being here.
Thanks
love
for
you
having
guys.
Me.
I love my dream team, my Al and my Kalyan Pocola. Great guys, two great guys doing a lot for small business out here.